Just been thinking a little bit about blogs and Twitter, seeing as it's pretty much all I do these days when I'm not talking about wine, and very often all three are linked together. And I'm just realizing that is Twitter really killing blogs, or is it really helping bloggers? Today I installed TweetSuite, tried out, which sort of keeps a track of who's sending out links to the blog posts via Twitter, because I don't know about anyone else, but I never look at my blog feed reader anymore. Started obviously about 3 years ago, and the numbers got really high, and it got to the point where I had so much to read that I was actually off-putting, and finding I had 500 or 600 unread posts meant I didn't read any. And then when I went back, I had over 1,000, and then basically I never opened it again. But it's not to say I'm not reading blogs, I'm still discovering them through Twitter. And I think I've said this before, I basically use Twitter as my feed reader now. If something appears from a friend in a column about a post of their own blog or something they've read, I will probably follow it. So I get to read a lot, but it's not being tracked in the same way, by me anyway, in terms of which blogs I have been to. But what occurred to me today, I'm sure this is nothing new to most of you out there, but it occurs to me today. There's no way, bringing all those together in terms of a rating of a metric that bloggers can use for themselves to see how well they are doing in terms of reaching out to an audience, other than your own statistics. A while ago, we had Technorati, which is, you know, flawed but interesting, counting the number of links from other blogs back to your blog. Now, a few people have done that, and in our wine space, I think I've tweeted a few times about Wikio. The problem with that is, well, they're multiple, but one of them is that if people aren't linking back to blogs as much, people aren't blogging as much for a start. I don't know about anyone else, but I find myself doing more stuff on Twitter, and now it's video and audio. But if I find fewer and fewer people are actually writing blog posts that do what blog posts used to do, which is to give a lot of link love back to sites they liked. Instead, now they're demonstrating their fandom of writers or friends or whatever it is through Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And so, whilst my blog might have had 100 link backs to it a few months ago, all of these are aging, disappearing, and now it's I don't know, maybe somewhere in the 20s, I think, last time I checked, which is terrible. It seems it means I've lost 75% of my credibility, when in fact, over the time, well, it's partly that I don't blog enough, I admit, but it's probably just that most of the people I'm interacting with and who would have done those links are now on Twitter. Just an interesting thought to what the future is of measuring the interest in blogs and which ones are being most popular. If anyone has any ideas out there, I'd be interested in hearing them. What's the future for that? And if you're a blogger and you fancy doing some link love back to the wine conversation, I would like that, simply so that I don't disappear off the face of the earth with that blog. Just a thought, not really wine related, but out there for future reference.